If I'm doing a story on Highway 5 and Woodstock, I know the first thing I want to do is to stop in and meet the loafers of Dean's Drugstore in Woodstock. But I wasn't familiar with this group. So I set off to Dean's Drugstore, which serves as the Woodstock Visitor Center, to find out more.
Good afternoon. Come in. Glad to have you coming into Woodstock. I'm Juanita Hughes, and I'm the hostess here at the Woodstock Visitor Center, which is housed in Dean's store. In 1906, Dr. Will Dean opened the drugstore with his son, Linton Dean, got his license to open a drugstore and did that. The license is dated February 1906. The store opened in April, and the doctor died in October, leaving 20-year-old Linton Dean, the son, with the store. And he did make a living in the store for 75 years. He lived to be 95. He died in 1981. Mr. Dean himself, Linton Dean, as the years went by, he would stay down here most of the day and maybe take a break for lunch, come back in the afternoons. And at some point, as he got older and another drugstore moved into town, he brought him an easy chair down here. And all of those years, perhaps since 1906, the old retired guys in town would come sit around in the mornings with him, and they'd been sitting on church pews and cane bottom chairs and kitchen chairs, whatever. But after he brought his recliner down, one by one, they brought their throwaway chairs from home, the old junk that their wives wouldn't keep in the house anymore. And so that's why our store is decorated so beautifully with these chairs that are anywhere from 20 to 80 years old.
I thanked Mrs. Hughes for her information, and now that I knew a little more about the loafers, I sent off to Dean's Drugstore bright and early one morning.
Now, I feel bad calling y'all the loafers, but that's kind of your unofficial nickname is the loafers?
Well, with none of us don't have no job, I reckon you'd call us loafers. Oh, man.
Retirees.
Yeah.
Used to have a big crowd in here. They all come to see.
Oh, yeah. Big crowd. Used to have a big crowd. So.
They died.
Oh, die down.
But there's been people meeting in here and hanging out as long as I remember. The men always. My mother used to tell me, now, you stay out of that drugstore. There's no good going up there. So I'd walk by and walk real slow. We'd try to listen and see what was going on.
There come a woman with a box and a suitcase. I don't know what she's... Well, she's trying to get across the road. Short and got to cross up at the walkway.
Yeah, or she got a light.
Looks like she's headed in here, damn
it. Yeah, looks like here she comes. Now there she goes.
Now she's going up. I'm glad she's going on down the road.
Now she kept looking.
We got one little old girl coming in here. She said she's going to marry me.
Be 100, is she?
Well,
Homer told her she better watch out. She left it. All the food on that.
Yeah, somebody told her that, and she said, well, I couldn't find one any better.
Yeah.
I was telling her, the lady, her and her husband, they just sat with me out at your church, and I was telling her that, and she said, well, if she don't, I'll dump my husband and I'll marry you. So I got a backup.
Yeah. Yeah, Mammy comes in here. She's young.
Yeah, oh yeah. She gave me an old Aubrey a good kiss last time she's in here.
And so it goes with the fellas until about 9 a.m. If you're looking to meet up with the loafers, you need to get there bright and early. Claude is usually there around 7 a.m., and there's chairs to spare. For Taking Place, I'm Todd Ferrari.